Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Andy Duke is here. Now, don't let her, when you listen to her, don't let her mother of four PTA voice fool you. This lady has ice water in her veins. She's a World Series of Poker bracelet winner. She's the winner of the 2004 Tournament of Champions, and the only woman to win the NBC National Poker Heads Up Championship. Do not play rock, paper, scissors with her. And maybe she could teach us a thing or two about poker. But she's written a book. You and I can benefit from all of her success as a risk taker, as a decision maker. It's called Thinking in Bets. And she's our new friend, Annie Duke. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book.
Well, thank you. Now,
It's your fifth book, but it's the first one that you've written really for business people, for regular folks, not non-poker players, so to speak.
Yeah, I've written a bunch of books that are really about poker strategy. This one is the first one that's really about decision strategy in general.
So how did you get involved in poker?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was getting my PhD in cognitive science at the University of Pennsylvania, so I was on my way to be a professor, and right at the end of graduate school, I got sick. So I had to take some time off, and during that time off, I needed money, and my brother was already a world champion poker player by then.
Oh, so you had a mentor.
I did. I had a few mentors, actually, not just my brother, but some people that my brother was already working with, to learn poker. So he said to me, well, while you're waiting to go back into academics and out onto the job market, maybe you should play poker in order to make some money in the meantime. And, off I went, and the meantime turned into 20 years.
Where do you go to play poker? For a living, meaning you have to beat somebody else to take their money, other than Vegas. Where do you go? I mean, other than Vegas
at the time, it wasn't as widespread at the time. When I started, I actually started off in Montana, where there were some legal card rooms.
Right.
Very small states.
And are you taking other people's money or house money? You're taking, in poker, you're taking other people's money, right? Not just house money.
Yeah, you don't play against the house. No, you're playing against other people.
Did you always have your back to the wall? That's what I want to know.
Well, I try to sit with my back to the wall no matter where I am.
There you go.
You
never know who's going to pull a six-shooter out there in Montana on you, but so you got to be careful.
Yeah.
I fly fish out there. Those guys are nice, but you don't want to take they don't like it when you take their money. So,
well, they particularly don't like it when, a 26-year-old woman takes their money.
That's right. No kidding. That's humiliating. That's insult to injury. So, okay, you got involved with it. That's fascinating. And so I guess you made money. You have an aptitude for it.
Yeah, well, I played and I ended up not going out onto the job market, and I didn't retire from the game until 2012, so I played for 20 years.
Wow.
18 of which I consider myself a professional. But in 2002, I actually started doing keynoting and corporate retreats and whatnot on decision-making and how poker can inform the way that you make better decisions. So I overlapped for 10 years.
Right.
Two careers. I was playing poker, but then I was also working with
But you were also making babies, raising babies in those days too, weren't you?
Well, 2002 was my last baby. So I started, the first time I gave a talk on decision-making in general was about 2 weeks before my last child was born. So I was busy raising babies while I was doing both things.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, okay. So you say in your book that decision making is more like poker, not so much like chess. Tell us why you mean that.
Well, in chess, you can see all the pieces. So there's very little hidden information. I know where all your pawns are and where your queen is. And,
mm-hmm.
So I can sort of figure out what all of your possible moves are because I have pretty perfect information.
There is a finite order to the board, isn't there?
Yeah, and then the other thing about it is that there's very, very little luck. So what I mean by that is that there isn't, you know, nobody rolls the dice and then
right. The
dice come up a seven and your bishop goes away. So
right.
It's a game that really doesn't have much luck to it, and there's really no hidden information. But poker is actually very different than that.
It's a lot of luck.
Because the cards are face down, and so I don't know what you have. And there is actually quite a bit of luck. And that's much more like any decision that you ever make in life. If you can think about like a super simple decision to see that. I don't know about you, but I've personally run a red light completely by accident and gotten through just fine and not gotten in an accident.
We've all done that.
Not gotten a ticket. Right. But that's not a particularly good decision.
Right.
It's just that luck kind of ended up on my side. And that's actually much more like poker because in chess, if you ran a red light, you would get in an accident.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about how making decisions in business is like that.
Well, and if you think about business decisions, you can have decisions that aren't particularly good that turn out quite poorly. You can have decisions that are perfectly poor that turn out quite well. The thing is that there isn't a really close relationship between the outcome of a decision and the outcome of a decision and the quality of the decision. You can have bad things happen even when you make good decisions, and
right.
you can have good things happen even when you make bad decisions. And the problem for all of us when we're trying to figure it out is that all we have is the result of the decision to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Did we close the deal or not? Did the product sell well or not? Was that a good market to go into or not?
Right.
And it's just hard to tell based solely on the outcome of a single decision. There's just a lot of luck involved.
Right.
And so we're trying to figure out how do you get to evaluating the process as opposed to thinking just about how the outcome turned out.
The book is called Thinking in Bets. Annie Duke, folks, Making Smarter Decisions When You Don't Know Have All the Facts by Annie Duke. I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. Annie and I will be right back. More to come after this. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.